This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Thank you very much, Lucius. It is the G-Bag Nation. Here he is with Krusty's Corner. Brought us.
Thank you very much, General. Appreciate that, Lucius. Both you guys. Before I talk about when a pizza is really a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
I ran across something on TikTok.
Oh, what's that? You just got to show me.
45 minutes later.
Yeah, it took me an hour and 15, Lucius, to actually come up with this, but I got there eventually. They had a TikTok that said they created the worst possible running back in the NFL.
I like it.
The worst. So what they do is they're taking pieces from other running backs, and they're making them part of this worst running back. So I thought
it's like a bad running back golem, if you will.
Golem?
Yeah, golem.
Is that, I mean...
My precious?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, golem.
Yeah.
Okay.
A golem is like a beast that like a wizard would make out of different parts of others.
Golem.
Oh, you know? I got it wrong too?
I'm always wrong when you start to talk about
I'm thinking of that little
make-believe
little
stuff.
Guy that looks like E.T. but all snotty, and he's like, my precious. Am I wrong? That's golem. Not a golem, right?
A golem, okay.
I don't think so.
Scott a golem. Right. I work, you know, Scott a Golnick. Scott a golem. But, okay, here we go. While you look that up, the worst possible running back. See if you like this one.
Okay, so what I would be talking about would be a flesh golem.
Okay.
Right. A golem is actually an animated being made entirely from inanimate matter. So these individuals would have had to die, and then their parts would be inanimate, and then you would put them back together as a flesh golem.
Let's call them a golem backs then. We'll call them that since you...
Sorry to get distracted there.
Not at all.
No, it's facts.
Word jump into my mind from my Dungeons & Dragons days, you know? Just thought I'd fact check myself.
Was that game fun?
It was when you were like 12 or 13 and you were staying up all night eating pizza and drinking soda with your buddies. You know, it was all right.
But
go back and play it now would be a beating.
Is it just too, it would be too boring?
Yes, it would be too boring and too make-believe and stuff like that. Okay. I mean, video games became great.
Yeah. that one got passed up a long time ago. Yeah. Then, right?
Gollum is the name of the creature from Lord of the Rings. That's different than a golem.
Okay. Yeah. See a little technology right there. Golem, yep. Gollum. Yeah. Hey, come on, man. Trying to get you slipped up.
There you go.
Glad somebody was here to check him because I had no idea what was going on there. All right. The worst running back possible. How about if we take Le'Veon Bell's free agency decision making? That would be the brain, the head, the head for the guy. How about Trent Richardson's vision?
Woo!
Some of those days of Trent.
Is that why he couldn't do it? The next level?
Yeah,
that was pathetic.
He had a lot of problems. I mean, my man could run to darkness better than anybody. I mean, he did not see gaps or creases or anything like that. He would run into blockers.
Just go.
Yeah, just go. That's exactly where he was at. How about this? Darius Geis's temper? Okay. Melvin Gordon's holdout ability.
He did hold out pretty long, didn't he?
He did hold out pretty long. Chris Carson's fumbling ability.
Oh, that was next level.
This is all the worst possible running back. We're building the worst possible running back.
He was the Dave Craig of running backs.
Yeah. Eddie Lacy's diet.
Oh.
Hey, didn't Franco? Yeah, that's a hell of a diet. Franco Harris have a whole lot of fumbles too, though? Wasn't he like a fumbling machine at one point?
There was just back in the day. I'm trying to remember.
I remember watching some documentary.
Yeah, he was.
And Franco Harris puts it on the.
Wow,
it's always like it's
90 career fumbles.
Way to go, Lucius. I was trying to think, Mike, if I say yes, is it going to be true? If I said no, I was kind of struggling because I've seen him play a bunch of games.
Okay, his fumble percentage was only 2.7%, though.
Yeah.
So his totals, like he accumulated a lot of fumbles, but his fumble rate wasn't that much higher than others.
Wasn't that bad? Mm-mm.
So the narrator just wanted to cook him for the sake of it.
He wanted to cook him, yeah.
Hey, boy, turn it on the turf again.
It's the same guy that does the broadcasting for the Guardians. That guy just transferred over.
Tear your ass up.
How about for the worst running back possible, we take Todd Gurley's knee?
Oh, yeah.
Would that be a thing?
Yeah.
How about Sean?
You got to give this the Cowboys front office, too, so they'll never move on from the guy because he's got a big name.
How about the Sony Michel, his elusiveness?
Was he not elusive?
He's got none.
You guys were excited about him coming out of the draft.
We were, but it was like...
they gave him big holes to run behind. Was he at Georgia?
Yeah, it was at Georgia. David Johnson's contract, worst running back possible. Maybe Zeke might have been there, too, on that one, right? And then Jay Ajayi's speed. That's the worst possible running back you could build.
He had a bad knee.
Yeah.
Frisco's own Jay Ajayi,
by the
way.
He had a really bad knee. So, yeah.
Played through it.
All right.
Got himself a Super Bowl.
All right. This is when a pizza actually works out. Do you guys hear about this?
The delivery?
Yeah. Jesse Winkler?
Yeah.
Jesse Winkler. He made headlines on Sunday afternoon in the Mariners matchup against the Angels. He was plucked by a pitch in the second inning, and Winkler started a brawl. I mean, like a big brawl.
Freaking Winkler.
Winkler. Freaking Winkler.
What are you doing?
Come on, Mike.
Winkler was injected. You want to make a joke about that? Any jokes?
He was ejected or injected?
Ejected.
Y'all need to relax. Y'all need to relax.
Jeez.
Did I say it wrong?
Yeah.
I said ejected.
Okay. I must have misheard it.
Did you?
Yeah.
You think you did?
No, I don't think I did. No, I'm trying to get you to go along with the story here.
I got you. And he was not allowed to return. So he flipped off the Angels crowd as he left the diamond for good measure.
Nice.
After the game, one Mariners fan rewarded the outfielder for his early exit by ordering him a pizza.
Mm-hmm.
The fan is now going viral on social media. And you could all check that out. They have a big thread about this. Her name is Sophie. Sophie is a Seattle supporter. Thought that Winkler deserved the slice after the game. She placed an order for a pepperoni pie at Mountain Mike's Pizza in Anaheim.
Okay.
And so the pizza was then delivered to Angels Stadium. Okay, now, would you be this thoughtful to do something like this for an athlete? Do you feel like that you would say, you know what? That guy deserves, or that gal deserves me buying them. Would you be that thoughtful at this point? Mm-hmm.
I think I could be. You know, it sounds like a fun bit to try to pull off. You know, you've gotten kicked out of the game, and somebody says, wouldn't that be awesome to do that? I think I'd go along with it. I don't think I'd have the idea myself, though. That's a pretty rare idea.
I would kind of feel like that. I would think that knowing what I know about how... Now, I have a story real quick about this, because when I was in the league, Jim McMahon used to give... I never could figure out why he would give a $100 bill to the clubhouse or locker room attendant at these stadiums we played at. I never could figure it out. And then finally, at halftime, I figured it out. He was giving money to the attendant to go buy the quarterbacks...
A beer.
Not beer.
A hot dog.
Hot dogs.
Okay.
Po' boy sandwiches. Philly cheesesteaks.
So at halftime, they'd be
pizza.
Grubbing?
Yeah. Like, they would be like Brett Favre, Detmer. They would all be sitting there making adjustments, and they had like two or three pizzas in front of them.
Wow.
And like Favre.
The coaches were okay with that?
Yeah. Like Steve Mariucci, Marty Morningwig, and those
Plays
guys.
Plays got grease all over.
Yeah, like they're up there.
Thumbprints. Can't tell
there,
what it was.
They're up there making adjustments to the halftime, and Brett is like powered down like four big old slices of pizza to go back out there for the second half. So I would never, I know how hard it is to get food into the locker room.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think I would try and pull this off.
I don't think I'd do it for a $100 tip either from your guy, Jim McMahon. Because if I break the rules, aren't I out as like a clubby or something like that?
Yeah, but I think these clubbies, a lot of them work on tips.
Huh.
So, I mean, I think that's kind of like when you came
and
in.
And with no accountability?
With no accountability. Like, you know, but that's the thing that, like, McMahon knew most of these guys around. So, like, he was like, yeah, hey, you know what the deal is. So, like, seriously, we'd be sitting there, like, at a game in New Orleans, and Brett would have they'd be all having, like, shrimp po' boys.
That's
like,
awesome.
Munching down, like, you know, shoulder pads off and munching down.
I figured that'd be against the rules for the coaches. They didn't mind, though? Whatever. You needed to fuel up?
No, whatever you needed to fuel up. They didn't care. But
some people can play full. Like, yeah. I used to hoop with this guy. He'd show up with a bag of fast food and be like, I'll be ready in 20 minutes, and sit there and scarf it all and then go out there and hoop. I was like, wow.
So that was his way of, like justifying eating the fast food?
I think he wanted the energy. I think it didn't mind him to have, like, a full stomach. It would make me feel bloated and like, dude, I want to go take a nap.
Yeah, I got a truck. You got a trucker's gut.
You're right about that.
I got to be nice and clean and ready to move.
But the pizza was delivered. It made it. But Sophie even offered to double the delivery driver's tip to ensure that it got to the clubhouse
safely. Yeah, I love this story. She said, just go up to any gate and say, this is for the visiting clubhouse. And it was kind of like on faith that they were going to be able to get it down there.
Yeah.
But afterwards, she got confirmation, right, via direct message from the player.
Yeah, she did. And what's funny about it is they asked the player about it, and he gave, like, this... the review of the pizza and how good it was.
Yeah, a lot of people on the text are saying Mountain Mike's is incredible.
I've never had a Mountain Mike's. I've been out, and, you know, we've been out to camp a bunch like that. I mean, we've got to
try it out at this point.
We have to try it out at this point. But yeah, the Mariners, for Sophie's effort, they decided to give her a jersey from the team store. So she made up by thinking about Winker. She, by sending him a pizza, she ended up, the Mariners said, hey, I want to help you out for you being so thoughtful here.
It's like a $200 jersey.
Yeah.
Shoot.
So anyway, but it worked out good. But yeah, they had some brawls going on this weekend in baseball.
Yeah, quite a scene. I'm looking forward to asking Chris Young about that and what his strategy was when one of these brawls breaks out. He'll join us at 4:20.
Well, that's the whole thing. If you're out there in the bullpen, you got to come flying. I mean, they've shown, like, guys coming over the fence and stuff like that. You can't be the last guy out, or you get fined. You
know, really?
If you don't run out from the bullpen to be part of a fight, you get fined. So, that's part of it, though.
But, yeah, I don't know what my strategy would be. Like, I guess so you'd have to run really hard, but then you got to veer off at some point and get behind somebody who's trying to make people stop fighting, right? Like, one guy's trying to make everybody stop fighting. I'm trying to get behind him and hold him back.
I see a whole lot of that. A whole lot of grabbing each other.
Like a hockey fight?
Yeah, I'm holding you back. Not a whole lot of swinging to the fist.
No.
Just a lot of grabbing. I got you. You got me.
There's only a couple of people that like to fight and know how to, and they're like, yeah, this is awesome. Let's fight. Yeah. And everybody else is like, dude, what's going on?
Yeah.
You know, can we just chill? Well, we got to make this end before I look like a complete coward.
The people that get hurt the most in fights, in these baseball fights, are when the pile hits the ground.
Huh.
Like, people get stepped on with the spikes and stuff like that. So you're dealing with a lot of that. So, well, good for Sophie for getting the pizza off. Good for her getting a jersey and good for Winker to getting his pepperoni pizza. You know, that's an all-around win right there for the
Mariners. Really cool. A fan successfully sent a pizza to the visiting dugout. I love it. We got to go. 1 hour down, 3.5 to go. It's a G-Bag Ask Us Anything at 877-881-1053, and we are back here on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way.
Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with GameTip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.